12 minutes to 9, time to find your winner. And Tony McAvoy is bracing himself for a Mac attack at Sandown today, where he has the two best back runners, but some big, big runners at Caulfield on Saturday, including Manuel in the Futurity and Gamekeeper, to be ridden by his new jock, the South African Baron Vorster in the Blue Diamond. So big few days coming up for Mac. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Matt. How are you?
That's good, I'm good. We'll start with Manuel, and one of those ones that maybe sneaks under the radar for some to win one race and then can surprise them again the second time around, where it's assumed that the rest of them catch up. Are you going into the Futurity with a little bit of confidence that what we saw in the Oar, we can build on a bit with Manuel?
Yeah, absolutely. I am, Matt. He he was second up in the Oar, if you like. He went into the Australia Stakes without a trial after having a solid, you know, like a freshen up. And I think the horse has got better going into this third run back.
And the scenario may be similar, mightn't it? I mean, he's going to be ahead of rivals who are still two or three runs away from absolute peak runs, maybe all-star miles and things like that. So there's another thieving opportunity for him, isn't there?
If you want to call it that, yes. It's certainly an opportunity. I'm not, in our eyes, I don't think we thieved it. He's the horse that showed us that talent, Matt. And you know, he's never had many chances at Group 1 level, and we were pretty proud of him with what he did for us, that's for sure. He really fought hard.
And as you say, he's certainly come on.
Yeah, he has. He absolutely has. So this is the program we planned for him some time back, and he's in great order and doing it very well and looking forward to Saturday.
Also to look forward to on Saturday, another one of your rotten, ill-bred two-year-olds, this Gamekeeper by Fastnet Rock, this two-year-old, horribly dusty-bred colt. Barrier 1 and Baron Vorster, who obviously the Jamie Carr situation, and then you scouted and you found Baron Vorster in Singapore, I think. How long's he... he's been a bit out of sight, out of mind for me. How long's he been with you through the system, and how's he coming along?
He flies in on Friday. He flies in on Friday, and he will ride here on Saturday. He goes back to Singapore on Sunday, and then I think he comes and joins us, Matt, probably the week later. And he'll settle into Adelaide. He'll settle into Adelaide and be part of my team.
All right. So have you had much since the initial securing of him a month or even longer ago? The communication, everything working well with this arrangement that's about to take place?
Yeah, look, I think so. We're just waiting on a visa, so that's been the hold up. But once that all comes through, which I believe it's on track now to come through next Friday, Baron will be here. We've got a house all ready for him in the Barossa, and his wife and son will come down and become Barossans.
Oh. Does that... What does that involve? A sort of a Shiraz degree or something as well? Or... And I know that you hand out those Shiraz degrees, so
yeah, I do. I handed out a couple last night, in fact.
Well, but, well, you've thrown him an interesting assignment first time out. Barrier 1 in a Blue Diamond Stakes with Gamekeeper, who's going to go around at reasonably big odds, but it was a very good win at Lakeside last start from the front, so. I guess that natural turn of foot, Barrier 1, it's going to be interesting to see what Baron can achieve in the first 200 or 300 metres of the Diamond.
Yeah, that's right. Look, he's just been working it out, this big horse, this colt, and he got made a few mistakes at his first run and again at his second run, and Luke sort of stood over him, if you like, at Sandown when he won the other day and beat a talented horse of David Hayes's that they had a lot of time for that's actually running today. And I just know this horse has still got lots more under the bonnet. So we've thrown him in the deep end. And I'm never unhappy with Barrier 1, Matt. I think the shortest way home.
You ran fourth to free of dead at Flemington and then you bounced off that and seemed to improve at Lakeside. You're sort of going to go around big odds, but it's a two-year-old race. So I guess there's a lot of factors involved here, and not all of them about established ability. It's about luck and maturity on the day and all sorts of things, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And there'll be no horse fitter or tougher than my fellow in the race. And he's had a long campaign, and he's learning and thriving, and I think the odds are incorrect.
All right. Well, we'll take that tip on board. Hey, are you heading out to Sandown today? You might be standing near the winner's stall once or twice.
I hope so.
Or is that a rotten early crow there from me?
Look, I'm up at my spelling and education farm in the Barossa, or north of the Barossa, just watching my babies go through their paces this morning, so I won't be there.
All right, but a couple of well-back runners, Lake District Girl and Winning Partner, the two main ones. Are you sending the truck to Sandown with a bit of confidence today?
Yeah, I am. I am. I have my 2 2-year-olds ran brilliantly down at Hackenham. I think they'll run well again. Rocker Rail's a last start winner. Lake District Girl, a last start winner. And Winning Partner should have been a last start winner. So my horses are in really good form and ready to continue that.
All right. Well, it sounds like there's a confident tone there. Tony, good luck today. Enjoy your day up in the Barossa today. And we look forward to seeing you at Caulfield on Saturday.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Matt.